Welcome back. I'm Liz McDonald filling in for Judge Andrew Napolitano. Now, before the judge left, he spoke with Reason TV reporter Michelle Fields about an unusual encounter she had with actor Matt Damon.
This is a really neat story. Reason TV went to a teachers' union rally last weekend and encountered award-winning actor Matt Damon, whose mother is a public school teacher. Damon defended tenure and got a bit heated after a while. Take a look.
Do you think job insecurity is what makes me work hard?
Well, you have an incentive to work harder, but if there's job
security...
I want to
be an actor. It's not an incentive. That's the thing. See, you take this MBA-style thinking, right? It's the problem with ed policy right now. It's this intrinsically paternalistic view of problems that are much more complex than that. It's like saying a teacher is going to get lazy when they have tenure. A teacher wants to teach. I mean, why else would you take salary and really long hours and do that job unless you really love to do it?
There are 10% that are bad, though. 10% of teachers are bad.
Where'd you get that number?
I don't know. 10% of people in any profession maybe should think of something else. Right?
Well, okay, but I mean, maybe you're a cameraman.
Maybe you're a lousy cameraman. Joining me now is the young woman who got that interview, Michelle Fields, journalist for our buddies at Reason TV. First, I have to ask you, is your cameraman any good?
No, he's wonderful. He's great. And if he was bad, he would be fired. But the fact of the matter is that teachers, when they have tenure and they're bad, they can't get fired. It's too expensive and it's too time consuming. So what happens is they're just transferred to a different school, and this is what they called passing the trash or the dance of the lemon.
And Matt Damon doesn't understand that, especially with respect to public school teachers about whom you speak, the income is guaranteed, taxpayers, the clients are guaranteed, the taxpayers' children. It doesn't matter how poor a job they do because there's no competition, which is what I think the argument was you were attempting to make to him before he cut you off with language we had to bleep.
Exactly. Choice, I mean, we see that choice and competition improves all areas of our lives. So why don't we have this in education? I mean, competition is always better than a monopoly. And right now, parents can't choose where their students and their children go to school. Instead, schools are choosing students.
How did it come about that you encountered him? Did you know he was there? Did he know who you were and your colleagues are when you approached him, that you're a freedom-loving, card-carrying libertarian who believes in the free market and competition?
I'm not sure that he knew. I asked him if I could ask him a few questions, and he said it was fine. I'm sure he regrets that now.
Do teachers really make bad salaries?
They actually make $53,000. That's the average salary. And if you compare that to Matt Damon's salary, that might not be that great. But compared to the average worker, that's pretty good, especially with the health benefits they get and the retirement benefits.
I was kind of taken aback when Matt Damon said to you, blankety-blank, salaries and long hours. What is he talking about, long hours? They have 3 months vacation, and they're out by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody around here works like that.
Yeah, and if you compare that to private school teachers, they make $13,000 more than a private school teacher, and they're getting amazing benefits. So to say that they have a bad salary, relative to American workers, it's not that bad.
Michelle, do you think we can change this system? Do you think that we can get the government out of running schools and let private enterprise do it and let parents choose where they will send their kids to school on the basis of the cost and the service delivered, and there's an incentive for the school to produce, otherwise they'll go out of business?
Yeah, well, I think people are getting upset. They know that competition and choice improves all areas of their lives, and they're wondering, why don't we have this in education? And really, it's these teachers who are at these rallies that are stopping real educational reform.
Michelle Fields, it's a great encounter you had with him. Take that ball and run with it. And thanks for joining us on Freedom
Watch.
Thank you.
Thank you.